The short season of fun at Jack Revealed and beyond continued this past week for the Beesville Mudhens, now a 9-1 on the season following Wednesday's commanding win over Dundas 8-1, slipping by a very plucky young Hastings squad 6-4 on Friday before hammering Hampton for a second consecutive time on Sunday 9-2 on the road. All of those games right here on KDWA. The Mudhens continue to hit the ball hard while pitching looks extremely tough heading into the stretch run of this 2020 dash, hoping for a high seed in Section 1B, and again going back to the state tournament with a legitimate shot at winning their eighth title in team history. Just looking back at that Hastings game, Austin Ledoux, a solo home run, a single, a walk. Sebastian Holte-Mancera, 2-for-3, a solo home run, a single as well. Derek Marks, a two-run home run. All three of those home runs coming in the very same fifth inning where the Mudhens came back to win that game 6-4 on Friday night. And again, Hastings, a very, very tough team. And while speaking of the Hawks, the Hastings Hawks amateur baseball team did play very well in their two games this past week, as you just heard moments ago, hanging with one of the top teams in Class B, Meesville, in that 6-4 loss, but nearly knocking off the Cannon Falls Bears on Sunday, losing a 3-2 battle at John Birch Park. The Hawks will be hosting Lake City Friday night. Lake City will be the home team, but the Hawks will be the host of the lights at 7:30 p.m. at Vets Park before wrapping up this abbreviated regular season at Red Wing on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock p.m. Keeping with the subject of amateur baseball, what's coming up live on KDWA this week? Well, first of all, on Wednesday night, we'll have the Meesville Mudhens live on the radio taking on the Newmarket Muskies. I'll have that game on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock with your pregame show at 7:45. Then the Mudhens will hit the road on Friday night in a huge Section 1B showdown as they travel to Rochester's beautiful Mayo Field in a battle with the Rochester Royals. The two teams played earlier this season at Jack Revealed, the Mudhens taking care of business with an 11-7 win that really wasn't as close as the scoreboard may have indicated. A win for the Mudhens would also give them the upper hand in the Section 1B playoff seating, and if they can pull off the season sweep on Friday night, you can join Joe Kolar for the broadcast beginning with the pregame show at 7:15 p.m. on Friday night, and the first pitch to follow at 7:30 from Mayo Field in Rochester, and then the Hens will play on Sunday afternoon. Don't forget that one. That's another big one. And not only is it a CCVL League game, but an opportunity for the Hens to lock up a high seed in the Section 1B playoff series. The Mudhens handled the Dukes with relative ease last week, 8-1. Sunday's game, a 2 o'clock start. Joe Kolar with the pregame show Sunday at 1:45. Also, fans, be sure to stay tuned to KDWA Radio, AM 1460 and FM 97.7, or on KDWA.com for news as it breaks on the upcoming 2020 fall sports season for our high school athletes. Will they play? Won't they play? Will the games be delayed? You know when that news breaks, KDWA Sports will be on the air with information.